We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Toyin Vanitan, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalid. Vafilu kishenishba bali nikitas chayfetz. Rav Nelson Zal was talking about the significance of making a person swear, take an oath, as a means of pushing the person a little bit to be able to see the person is holding a Sefer Torah and swearing, that it reminds the person of where he comes from and what he's about. And if there's any chance of him being able to admit to the truth, that would motivate him. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues to explain, we spoke about a Shvua Doraisa, that if a person admits partially regarding a financial transaction, Reuven says that he lent Shimon $1,000, Shimon says, I paid you back $700, I only owe you $300. And Reuven says, it's not true, you owe me the full 1,000. That's called Moida B'miktsas. There's a Shvua Da'oraisa, a Shvua that's obligated by the written Torah law, where the person swearing has to hold a Sefer Torah in his hand at the time that he swears. Whereas we said if a person denies completely, they don't admit to any part of the money, that's called Koifer HaKoil. There, according to the written Torah, there is no oath, no shvua. Rav Nachman, one of the later rabbis, instituted an oath called Shvua Sesis, even in that case. But it's without holding a Sefer Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal now wants to explain how even though the person taking the oath is not holding the Sefer Torah in his hands, still the oath is very powerful. Vafilu kishenishba b'li nikitas chefetz. Even when the person is swearing without holding a Sefer Torah in their hand at the time, hugamkein bebechina zois, it still has a similar type of effect to what we described earlier. Shemazkiren oisoi hahisparus shel Yisrael al yedei hashvua, that by making this person swear, we remind him of the great pride that Hashem takes in each and every single Jew, including him. Ki hashvua hi b'shem Hashem. Because when a person takes an oath, he uses the name of Hashem. V'shem Hashem hi rak al yedei ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. And the name of Hashem is something that only came into existence. We're not talking about Hashem, we're talking about the name of Hashem as a result of the pride that Hashem has in the Jewish people. Sheheim Shmo Yisborach. We, the Jewish people, are the name of Hashem. We know we say in Kriya Shema, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi Li'olam Voeh. There are three words there that are put together. Shem, Kevoid, and Malchus. All three go together. The Malchus of Hashem is the Jewish nation. We say in Hallel, Yisroel Mam Shaloisav. The Jews are the kingdom of Hashem. Va'atem tihiyuli mamleches koyhanim. We are the malchus of Hashem. We are the kovoid of Hashem. We are the ones who are in a position to show respect to Hashem when we do mitzvahs, or chas v'shalom the opposite, when we commit sins. And therefore, we are also the name of Hashem. We represent Hashem's honor, respect, kingdom, his name. We are the ones who inform the world, who give Hashem a name in the world when we behave properly. Ki kol habriya hoiso rak bishvil lahagdil shmoi. Because the whole purpose of creation was to glorify the name of Hashem, al yedei Yisrael, through the Jewish people, sheyekayimu es haTorah, who would fulfill the Torah. Shehu Shmo Dekutche Brichu, which is the name of Hashem. The Torah is the name of Hashem. In chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, towards the end, Rabbeinu Zal talks about this. He quotes a medrash that says, the Torah is Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is a composite of all the names of Hashem. So the Torah is referred to as the name of Hashem. And interesting, we're in Hanukkah right now. The Sforim tell us that Hanukkah, the word Hanukkah means chinuch, education. And chinuch also means the beginning, the beginning of the education of a person. Chanukas habayis, when you initiate a new home, a new business, a new project, we make a chanukah, chanukat habayit. So it's brought that the word chanukah is comprised of two pieces. It has the letters chaf vav in it, which is 26, which is the gematria of Hashem's name, Hashem's most basic name. Yud, K, Vav, K is 26. That's the Chaf, Vav. The remaining letters are Ches, Nun, He, which is Chana. We know the Gemara in Brachas tells us that we learn out all the laws of Tefillah, of Shmon Esrei, from Chana. She is the one who taught us how to pray. When she prayed for a child, for Shmuel Anavi, all the different methods and ways that she went about it are what the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch used to tell us how we are supposed to pray, Shmon Esrei. So Chana represents Tefillah. Chaf Vav, the name of Hashem, represents Torah. And this is our chinuch, our education, our Yiddishkeit, is about these two things. It's about Torah and Tefillah. That's Chanukah. And the eight candles and the 8 days also are Torah and Tefillah. We know the base of Torah is the 5 books, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the base of Tefillah is the 3 prayers, Shachris, Mincha, Arvis, which make up the first letters of Shachris, Mincha, Arvis, make up the first letters of Oil, Malchus, Shamayim, that we are accepting upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's authority. So here again, Chanukah represents Torah and Tefillah, the 5 and the 3. And here we're emphasizing that the name of Hashem is Torah. Ki kodesh baruch hu v'Yisrael v'oraisa kul achad. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. Ki shmoi meshutav b'shmeinu. Because Hashem's name is partnered with our name. Hashem is one in what we are called B'nai Yisrael. The word Yisrael has Kel in it, Hashem's name. And we find by the 12 tribes, they're referred to in the Torah as Shevet, Horeuveni, Hashimoni, Has, the He in front and the Yud in back, which is the name of Hashem, the Yud Ke being the name of Hashem. Ki Koidam Abriya. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains this concept of the purpose of creation being the name of Hashem and being the Jewish people. Ki koidem abriya loy hoyashayach likroisoy b'shem klal. Because before creation, it was not possible to apply a name to Hashem. Ki hu yisborach lemala mikol hashemois. Because Hashem is above all names. A name is a limitation. If we call this a table, it's not a chair, it's not this, it's not that. Any name you're going to give to anything. Hashem is infinite, unlimited. You can't put a name on that, you can't put any boundary on that. So before creation, when there was only the infinite light of Hashem, when the presentation of Hashem was infinity, there was no concept of applying a name. Ki hu yisborach lemala mikol hashemois. Because Hashem is above all names. Rak me ahavas Yisroel. It is only out of the love for the Jewish people, shetzofa, that Hashem foresaw, sheyikabel shiashuim v'hisparus me'ama Yisroel, that Hashem is going to receive pleasure and pride from the Jewish nation, al yidei sheyekaymo es haTorah, by our fulfilling of His Torah, ayidei ze tzimtzem bekama tzimtzumim, this is what caused Hashem to shrink Himself, to bring Himself down millions and billions of levels, ad shebora es ha'olam, to the point where He created the world, Kedei lahagdil shem tifartoi, in order to glorify His name and His pride, al yedei Yisrael, through the Jewish nation. Bebechinas, as it says, Vatas lecho shem kayoim hazeh. You, Hashem, made a name for yourself like this day. When is this day? After Hashem created. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheshmo yisborach kolul mikol ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. That Hashem's name is, in a sense, Hashem's name, which is his kingdom, which is his glory, his honor, is comprised of the pride that he has from the entire Jewish nation. We know that one of the terms that's used to refer to Hashem is the term Shekhinah. Shekhinah means the Holy Spirit of Hashem. The word Shekhinah, when written out, when we take each letter and write it as a word, the way we pronounce it, Shin, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, Chaf Pei, and so on and so forth, the numerical value of the word Shekhinah is Tof, Reish, Aleph. 601. 601 in Hebrew is the same as 600,000, because in Hebrew, Aleph is one, Eleph is 1,000. The same word, Aleph, Eleph, just different vowels. So the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people are what comprise Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, the honor and glory of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Al Yidei Hashvua, by imposing an oath on this person who is denying completely that he owes any money, Shehi Bishmo Yisborach, which involves the name of Hashem, he's swearing by the name of Hashem, K'moshem Rabbi Senosal, as the Gemara says, Ayidei Zeh Yoideh. This is one of the things that can possibly push the person to admit the truth, that if he's lying, this might get him to stop lying and to tell the truth. Al yidei sheyazkir atzmoi ha-hisparus sheyesh bo yadayin. By the person being reminded of the pride, the honor, the glory that he has inside him, that he is a member of the Jewish nation. He is a major part of what makes up the pride and glory of Hashem. Shechas v'sholmi nifgam beyoser, which will become damaged heavily, alidei hakchoshas momen chaveroi, by this person denying money that he owes to the other person, if he is denying it, alidei shepoygem bebechinas choin yosefanal, and thereby he's also going against the pasuk we mentioned the previous year that wealth adds many friends. Wealth brings honor, glory, friends. When it's used properly, when it's misused, when money is being misused, when a person's lying about money, then it brings about the opposite effect. Paragraph Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains another aspect of this swearing. The Gemara tells us that when Beis Din makes a decision that one of the litigants has to swear, they scare the living daylights out of him. They tell him, you know what swearing means? You know that when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments on Har Sinai, when he declared that he's Hashem, nothing, the world didn't shake. When he said, keep Shabbos, the world didn't shake. When he spoke about respect for parents, when he said, don't swear falsely, don't use Hashem's name in vain, the whole world shook. You know what you're about to do? Do you realize what you're about to do? You're going to swear now. You better think it over very carefully what you're about to do. And if you're not sure if there's anything, you better not. They really scare the person at the time of the shvua. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, why? Ki ikar hashvua legaloi sahisparus. Because as we just mentioned, the main purpose of the shvua is to reveal this pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people and in each individual Jew, and that this person who's about to swear, he's part of that pride and honor of Hashem. And if he messes up, if he does the wrong thing, he's going to put a hole in the pride of Hashem, chas v'shalom. So therefore, and we learned in Likutei Moran, in chapter 17, which this halacha is based on, we learned, Shaidei zeh nimshach yira gedoyla upachad godol, that when the pride of a king is revealed, when a king on his birthday or on his inauguration day makes a big parade, and he comes out in his full glory, that imposes awe and fear and respect upon the people. When the people see those, all of those, that power, the display of power that a king or a government shows on its birthday, on its day of glory, that imposes fear. Kama Shekosu Shama, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there. So therefore, if the purpose of Shavua is to reveal this pride, to bring out this pride, it goes together with this fear and awe. Paragraph of Vize Bechinas, this will also explain another aspect of this issue of Shavua. The Gemara says, Kol Hanishboin Shebetoira, that in all cases throughout the Torah, where somebody has to swear, somebody's required to take an oath, the rule is usually nishboin veloy mishalmin. The person swears and thereby becomes exempt from having to pay. For example, a watchman, a hired watchman, who is hired and paid a salary to watch over something, and then the thing gets stolen or lost. He has to swear that he did not steal it, or that he was not negligent, out and out negligent how he's washing it. If he swears, then he doesn't have to pay. And this is the general rule throughout the Torah. The one who swears is swearing that he did not do anything wrong and thereby becomes exempt from any payment. Ve'elu nishboin ve'noitlin, whereas there are two exceptions to this, where they swear and they get paid, they receive money. The two exceptions are a sochir, a day worker, person who is hired to do a day's work, and comes the end of the day, the boss don't pay him, and the boss says, well, all kinds of, the guy says, we're going to court. And the court says to the one, the hired worker, you swear that he did not give you any money, that you didn't get paid at all, that you did the work properly. And if he swears, Besen will make the boss pay him the full price, the full amount. That's one example. And the second example is a nigzal, one who had something stolen from him. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains the difference between these two, socher nigzal, versus everything else. Ki ze ha-socher shehiskir atzmo l'chaveroi, because this Jew who had to hire himself out to another Jew, had to go to work for another person as a day worker, v'nofal lebechinas avdus, and as a result, this Jew took on the role of a servant, a slave. For that day, his time is not his own. He's working for this person. He's totally committed and dedicated to doing whatever this person will tell him to do on that day. Ze nimshach mi pegam hoin Yosef reim. That implies, that's caused by a pegam in money, a defect in money matters. Because again, where does Parnassah come from? Parnassah comes from Hashem. A Jew is a servant only to Hashem. A Jew is obligated only to Hashem. In the Shulchan, you open the Shulchan Aruch, chayev. You're obligated to put on tzitzis, you're obligated to keep shah, all kinds of, our obligations are to Hashem. Our eved, we're an eved to Hashem. And in fact, the Gemara says in one place, avodai heim veloy avodim lavodim. The Jews are my servants. They're not servants to other servants. They're not servants to my servants. So therefore, the ultimate for a Jew is not to have to be in the service of somebody else, not to have to work for somebody else, in quotes. So when we see that a Jew has to be hire himself out as a day worker, that implies a pigam in money, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate soon. Shaideze nifgam ha-hisparus kanal, which also causes a defect in the pride of Hashem. The pride of Hashem is the Jewish people. Every Jew is called a prince. The Gemara says, Kol Yisrael b'nei malochim heim. Could you imagine hearing that Prince Charles or Prince Bozo went to work for somebody to paint their apartment or something like that? The person would say, you know, the English throne would fall. The England would collapse if that ever happened. You know, if they found out that the prince went to work for somebody, you know, hired himself out as a day worker for somebody. So lahavdil, every Jew is a ben melech. So when a Jew finds himself in a predicament that he has to hire himself out to work for someone, that's a bechina of a pegam in mamoin, a pegam in this hoin Yosef Reim Rabim. Ki be'emes, tzorich kol echad miYisrael laham in biatzmoi, because the truth is, every Jew is supposed to believe in himself and believe about himself, shebevadai me'achra sheshem Yisrael nikrolov, that once he's carrying the title Yisrael, he's wearing that crown of being a Jew, bevadai yesh bo yadayin hisparus proti shashem yisborach misporimoi. He is a piece of Hashem's honor, Hashem's pride, Hashem's glory. There's a pasuk, Yisrael asher b'cho espoer, the Jewish nation in which I take pride. So every member of the Jewish nation is a chunk of the pride of Hashem. He's royalty. He's part of this royal command. V'chein tzorech lahamin b'protius b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And so too, a Jew has to believe that this isn't just a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. This is on a daily basis. Kavyochel, Hashem is being crowned daily. Hashem's kingdom is being glorified on a daily basis. And therefore, each and every single day, which is different from the previous day, no 2 days are the same, the weather is different, all kinds of differences, every day is a new revelation of the kingdom of Hashem, of the pride of Hashem, of which I am a member of that. I am an important, significant piece of that. Ki ein yoim doim lechaveroi, because no day is exactly the same as a previous day. Uvechol yoim vayoim oile hisparus protim mikol echod veechod miYisrael kefi maaseim boisayoim. And each and every unique day, there is a new unique pride that's being cranked out, that's being produced for Hashem by every single individual Jew, every single day. And again, the pride that Hashem had in me yesterday, on Tuesday, is different from the pride that he has on me today. Proof is, yesterday I said, Hayom Yom Shlishi Bashabbos. Yesterday I said a certain chapter of Tehillim, today I say a different chapter of Tehillim. And there's all kinds of differences from day to day. So therefore, each and every single day, each and every single Jew is producing some of this pride and glory of Hashem. This is part of the fact that Hashem renews every single day the act of creation. All of it is based on the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people, mikol echad v'echad, from each individual Jew, bechol yoim beprat, on each and every single day. We mentioned many times that one of Rabbeinu Zal's students once said, if my Kriya Shema today, if the Kriya Shema that I say today will be the same as yesterday's Kriya Shema, then I'm prepared to put my head on the guillotine and have my head chopped off. Because the fact that I'm alive today implies that Hashem expects something new from me. He don't want yesterday's bread. He don't want yesterday's service. He's giving me a new day. He's making me part of the world today, which was created anew. Hashem creates the world every... So in the new creation of today, he put me in here. He ain't... Yesterday's service is not going to suffice. He's expecting something new from me. New mitzvahs. New avoda. New... And this is this pride that Hashem expects to take in each and every one of us every single day. And that's what motivates and inspires Hashem to create the world anew every day. Because of this expectation he has, he knows that every day he's going to be getting something new from each and every single individual Jew. Ki kemoi shetchila sabriya, biklal ubiprat ubiprote proteus. Because just like Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran chapter 17, that when Hashem was first deciding to create the world, his decision to create the world on a general level and every individual detail of creation and every detail within the detail was based on the fact that Hashem foresaw that there's going to be a Jewish nation and they would be his pride and joy and glory. The pride and joy and glory of Hashem would be the Jewish people. That's what justified creating, the whole creation. Because we have a famous statement, Ein Melech Beloyam. You can't have a king without a nation. So you can't have a kingdom without a nation. If Hashem were to build a world and not have anybody in it, be a joke, be a disaster. So the whole concept of Hashem going ahead and making a creation was based on the fact that Hashem foresaw that there's going to be a Jewish nation who are going to be his pride and joy by their accepting the Torah, accepting his authority through free will. So that's on a general level, that was the purpose of creation. Then Rabbeinu Zal says there, therefore there's a direct correspondence between every single piece of creation, every tree, every country, every river, every rock, there's a direct correspondence between that, every piece of creation, and every piece of the Jewish people, Jewish nation, every person. There's a deck, each person is connected to a part of creation, whether it be a city, a continent, a species of birds, a species of deer, goats, zebras, whatever you want, that are connected to this to this individual Jew, to this individual person. Then Rabbeinu Zal says, on a more detailed level, the finger and part of the finger of each and every single Jew is connected to and is related to certain details within the creation. Again, a particular part of a city, a particular part. There's a direct correlation. And again, those that tzaddikim, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, that tzaddikim who look at the Jewish people and they understand, they come to recognize the pride that Hashem has in the Jewish nation as a whole, in each and every individual Jew, and in each and every individual part of every Jew, each and every individual action that a Jew does. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that when a Jew twirls his payis, there are worlds, heavenly worlds, that twirl with him. That's how significant the Jewish people are. That's how significant the connection is between a Jew and the creation. So that was in the beginning, when Hashem first created. Rav Nosson Zal says, but don't forget, buddy, that this wasn't a one-time deal. This is reenacted every single day. Because we're told that creation wasn't a one-time deal. Every single day, Hashem creates the world anew. So therefore, the new world that he's creating today on Wednesday is based on the pride and that he's going to have from the Jewish people today, on Wednesday. Not yesterday's pride, not every, on a daily basis. There's a direct connection between this hisparus on a general level and detail level and fine detail and the connection to Klal Yisrael on a general level and on a detail level. K'moy kein ato, so too now, just as this was during the beginning of creation, so too now, Hashem Yisborach mekayim ha'olam bechazdoi bekol yoim vayoim, Hashem continues to allow the world to exist with his great kindness each and every day, rak bishvil ha'hisparus shemekabel me'Yisrael, only because of the pride and honor and glory that Hashem receives from the Jewish people, Bichlal, ubeprat, ubeprote protis, on all levels. And Rav Nosson Zal says, adarabah, and not just to make this even stronger, ikar ha-hisparus, hu ato achra bria. The real honor and glory of Hashem isn't from day one of creation, because then things were pretty boring in a sense. There wasn't no iPhones and B phones, and there wasn't no chalent, and there wasn't no potato kugel. On day one of creation, they didn't have all of that stuff. Because when Hashem first went ahead in creation, the Jewish people weren't even in existence yet. Rak shebora ha'ilam bishvil shetzafa sheyekabel hisparos bichlal beprat milat miYisrael. But the Torah tells us that Hashem was willing to go ahead with creation to do all of that stuff because he looked into the future and he saw that in a couple of thousand years, the Jews are going to emerge from Egypt as a nation and they're going to accept the Torah on Mount Sinai in the year 2004. That was enough to justify that vision that Hashem had is what motivated him and inspired him to do all of this stuff, to go ahead with creation big time. So if that's how important this pride was to Hashem at that time, the kol shkein ata, how much more so now, today, shekvar nimtzuim Yisrael kedoshim boilam, that the holy Jewish nation already exists in the world. So then for sure, shekol kiyum hoilam, the entire existence of the world, v'chol chidush maise bereshi shebechol yoyim, and the whole renewal of creation that takes place each and every single day, hakol kefi ha-hisparus shemekabel mehem b'klal u'b'prat, is all directly connected to the pride and glory and honor and respect that Hashem is going to receive from each individual Jew today. That's what gives him gives Hashem the motivation and the inspiration to go ahead with today's creation and maintaining the world from minute to minute. It's being maintained based on the glory and honor and respect that Hashem receives and expects to receive from each and every single Jew as he's going through his day. His shachris, his mincha, his pas shachris, his berkas hamozoin, his all the mitzvahs that the person's going to be doing throughout the day. Umize boim kol hashinuyim horabim v'hanifloim shebechol yoyim. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is also what causes all the changes that we see in the world every single day, the billions and trillions of changes that take place in every part of creation. Kanira gam b'chush, as we see, ribui hashinuim shebechol yoyim, the vast number of changes, you know, that take place. Mikol shkein, hashinuyim hanefloim shenasim b'chol ha'olam b'chol yoyim v'yoyim begashmius v'ruchnius adein cheker v'adein mispar, and how much more so the changes that are taking place on a global level, you know, on a world level, on a spiritual level, on a physical level, which are way beyond, you know, which are infinite. As we actually praise Hashem about this every day, as we say, that out of Hashem's goodness, He chooses to create the world anew every day, and we say, Morabu Masecho Hashem, how great are your actions, your creations. Again, if we're talking about yesterday's actions or what Hashem did 1,000 years ago, we said that already. We did that already. If we're saying it today, if we're talking about Mechadesh, new, and we're praising Hashem about His actions, we're praising about His actions of today. And we actually say this in the blessings that precede the Kriya Shema at night, where we say, "Bechochma poiseach shorim," with Hashem's wisdom, He opens. We don't say past tense; we're talking present tense. Hashem opens the gates of heaven. Ubisvune meshana itim, and with His deep wisdom, He changes the times. He makes all the different changes. Umachlif es hazmanim. Hashem performs great things that are way beyond our understanding and miracles and wonders that are infinite. Again, oise, present tense we're talking about. And again, all the different incredible changes that are taking place each and every single day on a detail level. Hakoil kasher lakoil. All of this, Hashem makes this happen anew every day. Al yedei ha-hisparus shemekabel beprotis b'chol yom v'yom mikol echavdech miYisrael beprotei protis. All dependent on the pride and honor and respect that Hashem receives on a daily basis from each and every individual Jew, from each and every individual activity of every Jew. His getting up in the morning, his getting dressed, his going to the bathroom, his every single move that we make, if we make it with faith in Hashem, with connection to Hashem, then every single move is generating a new pride and honor and glory to Hashem, which is directly associated with the new world that Hashem has put into place today. The new tree, the new leaf that appears on a tree, and the new child that's born, and all the new things that are taking place from second, from nanosecond to nanosecond. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us an incredible understanding of what life is, what existence, what Hashem is about, and what the creation of the world is about, and how significant the Jewish people are, and how each and every single move that I make has bearing and effect on how the world is going to world is operating from day to day. Umi shemamin boze be'emes ube'emuna shleima, a Jew who really believes what we just said, who really believes in how important the Jewish people are, and mamish that the whole creation was just for us, and the world is being maintained by us, and being affected by every tiny move we make, bevadai lo yidag al parnosa. That person isn't going to be scratching his head thinking, how am I going to make money? How am I going to pay my electric bill? How am I going to pay? He ain't going to be thinking about that. Mikol shkein, and for sure, he ain't going to come to hire himself out as a worker cleaning somebody's floors or painting somebody's house or cooking for somebody or doing any of that kind of stuff. Why? Why isn't he? Ki bevadai yiftach b'Hashem. Because if the person really believes in what we described earlier, that person will definitely trust in Hashem, sheyamshich loy shefa dvar yoyim beyoymoy, that Hashem will provide for me for all the needs that I have on a daily basis, al yedei ha-hisparus shemekabel mikol Yisrael b'chol prat, based on the pride and glory and joy that Hashem receives from the Jewish people as a whole, from every individual Jew, including me, and from every move that I make, I say Moidani in the morning. The whole world is benefiting from the fact that I say Moidani lefonecha. I open my eyes after I was almost dead, I was sleeping, and I open my eyes, and the first thing I say is I acknowledge that you, Hashem, the Creator, you have given me back my soul. And I'm raring to go. He's waiting to jump out of that bed to wash negel, to wash his hands, like Hashem said, a Jewish blood. I don't get up like an animal or like a person who doesn't know what life is about. I get up like a Jew who know I'm in His Majesty's secret service. I'm one of the generals. I'm the whole glory of Hashem is tied into me. And he washes his hands with a water the way the Shulchan Aruch describes, the right hand and the left hand and this, that. And every move he makes is being guided. He's fulfilling, he's pushing buttons in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, all over the place. And when he says a bracha, he puts his heart and soul into it. A person who's doing that, a person who is totally, totally loyal and dedicated and devoted to Hashem, the last thing in that person's mind is, when a person's in the army, does he say, how am I gonna earn a living? Idiot, you're in the army, you're working, you're not working an 8-hour day, you're 24/7 in the army, in the army. So the army is responsible to take care of you, you know, if it's a normal army. So here again, if a person perceives himself as being Hashem's glory and honor, he's part of the honor guard, not just the army, the honor guard of Hashem, he'd have to be pretty nuts to be thinking about how am I going to pay my electric bill? if that's what you're thinking about, then you don't know who you're working for, and you don't know how important the work that you are doing is, how significant what you're doing is. You don't believe in it. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in Hashem. You don't believe in yourself, and you don't believe in the significance of every move that you're making that's tied into Hashem, that's directly connected to Hashem. So a person who has this realization and this faith, that person to the point where Hashem definitely receives from me Eze hisparus b'chol yom, specific pride, kifi chelkoi sheyesh loy boilam, based on my part in the whole world, in this whole picture, shayde ze miskayim u mischadesh ze hachelak boilam, and it's connected to me that a particular part of the world has been created and exists. Asher mishom nimshach hashefa v'achiyas l'chol oilam, and it's from there that all sustenance and all life comes to the world. It's all coming through this process. Ki me'achar sheyesh loy chelek b'chiyus v'kiyum ha'oilam bo'is hayoyim, because if I believe that I have an important role in the existence of a major part of the world today, Then I don't have to worry if my $50 or my $500 is going to involve. You're talking billions when you talk to me. If I'm responsible for a part of the world, I'm responsible for the state of New York or something, you know, something like that, you ain't talking about electric bills. You're talking about trillions of dollars. So a person wouldn't be starting to think, oh, how am I going to buy a bottle of milk? How am I going to pay this and this kind of bill? If he realizes that he has a direct connection to a major, to keeping alive and existence a major part of the world. As we say, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, Yamoslanu, blessed is Hashem each and every single day, Yamoslanu, that Hashem carries us, He provides for us, takes care of us. Hokel Yeshua Seinu Sela, Hashem who is our salvation forever. Ukemoshom Rabbi Seinu Zalan, as the Gemara says, Bechol Yoim Voyoim, Tein Loi Me'ein Berchoisov. Each and every single day, a Jew should try to see to it to give Hashem some of these blessings. Meaning, what does that mean? Give Hashem blessings. Hainu shetire sheyalu mimcho shiashuim v'sparas harbe b'chol yoim. Do what you're supposed to do to see to it that you should be generating honor and pride for Hashem each and every single day by fulfilling His mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Ritzoinoi zeo." How do you show honor to somebody by doing what they want? By fulfilling, if they tell you to do something and you do something else, that's showing that you don't respect them. If somebody tells me to do something and I do exactly what they told me to do, that shows that I have respect for them. So the way that we're generating this honor and respect and pride and glory for Hashem is by doing all the things that He wants us to be doing. And all that pride and glory is directly tied into, and it's similar to the shefa, the sustenance, and the life and everything that Hashem gives each and every single day. Because these two are directly connected to each other and dependent on each other. Kifi ha-hisparus sho'ile mimenu, based on the pride, honor, glory that I generate for Hashem, based on how much honor and glory I give for Hashem, kein zoyche lekabel shefa harbe. That's what determines how I get rewarded. Ukemoiken. And when I get that big reward, then I want to bless Hashem and honor Him even more. Keep going. That motivates me to go higher and higher. And that will lead to the person receiving even more sustenance and more blessing. So again, that's the ideal picture. If a person really, really believed in Hashem and believed in the Jewish people and how important, and believed in themselves, how important their role is, in that the world is existing for me and every move I make is deciding whether the world continues to exist or not, whether these crops will succeed or not, whether this business will succeed, you know, all of these things. A person who really recognizes that, then he knows that the Hashem who's making all of this happen, doing all of this, of course he's not forgetting my salary. Of course he's not forgetting to take care of me. Because again, based on the honor and pride and glory that I'm giving to Hashem, of course, and based on the parts of the world that Hashem is maintaining because of me and that are directly related to every move I make, of course I'll have what to eat. Of course I'll have what to wear. However, when this emuna is not so perfect, when there's something wrong, when there's a defect in the issue of money, in dealing with money and all of these things, which makes it difficult for us to be able to rescue the good, all the good that has fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra while we are in Golus. We said that just like when we're in Golus, the Jews are in exile, and as a result, we're not operating in full steam. Because when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael and we're not in exile, we're cranking out billions of units of honor to Hashem. When we go into exile, it gets cut in half or 10%, just because we're in exile. We're not in our own home. We can't do the same productivity. And then when there's assimilation, or when each and every single Jew is going through their yeridus and all the different things they're going through, again, it drops further and further. And all of this good, all of this productivity that the Jews could have been producing and should have been producing if everything were perfect, if we were not in exile, if we were on full steam, all of that is being withheld by the nations in whom, who are keeping us in exile, who are holding us back. Vazai kosher legaloi sahisparus. And then it becomes very difficult to reveal and broadcast this pride and glory of Hashem, machmas ksilus hasechel, because of the foolishness that sets in. Shaideze nechshach oir hatzadik, which causes the light of the tzaddik to become hidden. Rav Nosson Zal here is referring to different pieces of that chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, where each paragraph there he explains how the light of the tzaddik is related to this, how the foolishness is related to this. Al yidei zeh nofal bedaitoi kol kach, and this is what leads a Jew to fall, to lose respect for himself on such a level, ad shenofal lebechinas avdus, to the point where a Jew, instead of sitting and learning Torah all day and just being involved in doing mitzvahs and glorifying Hashem, the Jew starts thinking of who he's going to go to work for. He's looking for a job. He's looking to be hired by some non-Jew or even by a Jew, whoever it is. He's looking to go work for someone. What are you, nuts? Picture a guy who's a general in an army, or, you know, he's the point man. He's the most important person in the operations, the chief of staff of a country. Picture the president finds out that he put out his resume. He's looking for a job. He's applying for jobs. He's to painting. He's looking to see what kind of work he can do. The guy comes up, what are you, nuts? Did you forget who you are, what your responsibilities are? You're tied in here, not 24/7, 48/7. Everything about you, you're so connected. Everything in the country depends on you. And you're looking to see if you can go paint somebody. What are you, nuts? So So this, because of the golus and because of all of these things, this caused a person to fall to the point where he hires him out for somebody else, lemalacha, for work, va'avdus, and slavery, servitude, shehu bizyonos, which is an insult, again, for a member of royalty. For somebody who's a member of royalty, he's a cabinet minister of the king, this is bizyonos. Hepech ha'asparas, this is the opposite of pride and honor and glory. Ki be'emes la'amitoi, ein avdus shayach li'Yisrael klal. Because Rav Nosson says the real truth is that what people call work, going out to work, that don't apply to the Jewish people at all, whatsoever. Ki kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, because the Gemara refers to us as princes. Every single Jew is a prince. Royalty. Ki Yisrael olo b'machshava tchila. We were Hashem's first intent in creating the world. When Hashem was thinking about whether to create or not, his entire motivation, his whole purpose in the whole creation was us. As it says, Vehema hayoitzrim yoishvei netoim im hamelech b'malachtoi. We were part of the team that created, who sat together with the king, you know, in his design and his going ahead with producing the entire world. Shebohem nimlach v'nisyoetz bebriyas soilomoi. Hashem consulted with us and took advice, you know, his advisory team was the souls of the Jewish people when it came to going ahead with creating the world. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 17 in the Kutimran, on the words in the Gemara, Ano Beria Kalo Shebiyam, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara there, a whole discussion, and in the Gemara it speaks about a fish, and the fish represents the Jewish people, and the fish says, I am the lightest creation of the sea. We know light, in this word, light versus heavy, light, the lighter something is, the more it floats to the top. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, the Jewish soul says, Ano Beria Kala Shebiyam, I am the highest item in existence. The Jewish souls are way above the angels, way above everything. The whole creation was for us. Ayin Sham Heitev, look over there in Likut Imran well to see how Rabbeinu Zal says there, who we are, what the Jewish people are, what the Jewish soul is. Kedei shetucha lo'ir atzmecha, so that you can inspire, so that you can be inspired and realize heichon ata bo'olam, where you are in the world, who you are, who each member of the Jewish people is. Kize nemar al kol echad miYisrael, because that Gemara is referring to each and every single Jew, each and every Jew who has a soul, who has this title Yisrael. He's a cabinet minister, he's royalty, he's a member of the royal family. We'll hold it over here. Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue explaining again. So when a person falls to a level where, because he doesn't feel that way, he don't feel like a member of royalty, he just feels like John Doe, you know, who's got this electric bill, and if you don't pay it, they're gonna shut the electricity, they're gonna come and take away his refrigerator, take this. So he feels he doesn't know any better. He knows he's got to get a job, period. He doesn't know, you can't talk to him about learning and davening and that stuff, because he feels you're talking Mars. I'm on Earth here, man. I'm an earthling. You know, I'm not into this spiritual stuff. I don't know about this spiritual stuff. I just know I have to eat and sleep. I know I'm an animal, just like the other animal. There's a cow and there's me. We're all part of the same family. We all have to eat, drink, sleep, work. That's what it's all about, right? That's if a person forgets and doesn't realize what it's really all about. That we're not cows, and we're not, you know, we're something totally different. We're humans, and within humans, a person who has an neshama, a person who is a member of Klal Yisrael, or a person who has an neshama, that's something completely, completely, completely different from everything, from the angels. The angels are a joke compared to a Jewish neshama, you know, the way the Sfarim tell us.